I'm Laura.
And I'm Emma.
And we're Mom Best Friend.
The friends you always wanted.
Always needed.
Didn't know you needed.
Didn't know you wanted.
I have Lennox and Sebastian.
And I'm mom to Cleo and Beau.
And we have surveyed a lot of women.
A lot of moms.
And we've all got a lot to say.
Let's get into it. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to Mom Best Friend.
The friends you never knew you always needed.
You never knew you always
needed. Oh my God, that's right. So good.
You nailed it.
That was the first time, I think, in the history of this podcast I've ever gotten it right.
No, that's not even right.
It's not
it's
even
just
really
better.
Like, I really like that.
We gotta write that down. Anyway, we nailed it, you guys.
That was
You're our friends. We're friends. Today, we're talking about identity. It's such a big topic because it's like so nebulous.
Yeah.
It's like hard to pin down what identity means. You just know who you were before you had a baby.
Yeah.
And then maybe you don't know who you are now.
or maybe you didn't know who you were before baby and now you're like, damn it, I was born to be a mom.
Right.
Do you think you knew yourself better before or after?
I think I know myself better now.
It's evolving. It's a process. It's life.
Well, we did the survey.
Yes.
And 46% of moms said they miss their old self. I can't believe that number's not higher. I mean, I don't know if I miss my old self, but I do miss things that came along
Aspects.
With being my old self.
And I think that maybe people didn't necessarily put a lot of thought into that question. There's not a person alive, even a Duggar, who can't sit there and say, you know what? I don't miss going to the drugstore without buckling a baby in.
But I think that that's a very evolved answer. Like, I'm saying, to say you don't miss your old self, like, that's great. That's a good thing to say. Because, like, I'm not even thinking about that. I haven't even, like, considered my life before a baby. It's like, I think that there is a period of time when you have your first baby, it's very, very jarring.
Yeah.
Because you went from freedom and being able to do whatever you want, whenever you wanted. And then now, like, you can't do that because you have to keep this baby alive.
See, and I think it's great that people say that. However, when your three kids are having a meltdown in the middle of the store, okay, when you're trying to get groceries for dinner, you're by yourself, one's on the floor, on the filthy floor, one's throwing stuff off the shelves, one's running away.
One's not wearing shoes in a princess dress.
Maybe one made a pee on the floor. Who knows? It's happened. There's not any part of your mind who's like, wish I could have been doing this by myself.
I think, no, I'm one of those moms. I'm just like, I'm happier now. I love the chaos. I love the chaos. It's important. But, you know, this is me now after my second baby.
Yeah.
Like, and I also feel like I have been doing a very good job of trying to have, like, not lose too much.
Yeah, you maintain
like
yourself,
I got, my friendships are important. Mm-hmm. I go out. I make sure I go out with my husband. Like,
yeah.
I really, like, do my best to sort of not lose myself. But it's very easy. It's a slippery slope.
It really is. And I think a lot of people, when they become a mom, like, that's their number one focus. And they do.
Well, like, it has to be.
It has to be. But I also think it's nice to maintain part of you. Like, even if it's a tiny sliver, like, maybe get your nails done. Maybe, you know, text a friend now and again.
Right.
Because it can get lonely, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
Where you're with the baby all day.
True.
Because,
because we ask people what they missed, right, about their life before babies or who they were before babies. Things they said. Personal time. Being able to come and go as I please.
Ain't that the truth.
It's my... God. Just like being able to just pop out.
Yeah.
To go for a walk.
Yeah.
Without having to like drag the kids around.
Exactly. Put them in the car seat. Put them in the stroller. Change. Like, every time I have to leave the house, one of them has to poop. Or does poop.
Right. It's always like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Poop. Well, I like this one. Pooping in peace. Like without your kids in the room.
Without your baby trying to stick their hand in the toilet.
Or like Cleo, every time in the bathroom, she wants to come in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, can I just please, I like just lock the door.
Yeah.
That's my like phone time, honestly. I'll be like, I have to go. So, Cleo will call me out on it sometimes too. She's like, really, mommy?
I just
want to scroll for 2 minutes. Okay. But she knows that I'm lying. She's like, you just went to the bathroom 2 hours ago. You don't poop that much. Okay. So also
Cleo.
They miss, they, we.
We.
spontaneity. Yeah. Oh my. I would go on so many girls trips.
But that's the thing. Like now, even if you go on a girls trip, it's not the same because you have to check in on your kids. You have to plan everything. You have to have a whole list for whoever's watching them. And the whole time, you're still thinking about them.
I know. And the, yeah, you're still thinking about them. So I think that's the thing. And I just said this the other day, and I was kind of joking, but I think it's true, and it's a little bit sad. I don't think I can have fun anymore in, like, a real way.
No. It's a different because way. It's not the same.
It's, I don't know why. Like, because before I had kids, I felt like, I don't know, my day was my day, and fun was to be found spontaneously, yeah. And also, like, I didn't really care if I died. I would just, like, do random stuff. Yeah. I'd be like, sure, oh, I just met some person. Sure, I'll go to, like, Italy with you. Yeah. Like, I was just a psycho.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
And, like, it was fun because it was, like, random and not unplanned. And so, like, now it's just, like, I don't think I can have fun because even when I, like, will go on a girls' trip or something, I still think about my kids all the time and I want to make sure they're happy and good and they come first. Nobody without kids should listen to this because they're going to be like, what?
I'm never having kids.
I'm never going to have fun again. That's crazy.
But, I mean, it's true.
It's a little bit. Oh, man, I feel bad for saying it.
But it's true because honestly, before I had kids, I thought it would be different than it actually is. I thought I was going to be like a princess fairy mother. And that's just not. Like, I literally in bed last night, I said to Simon, I feel bad that these two children who are sleeping have me as a mother. Like, not even like that, but like, I don't think I would be someone's emergency contact. You know?
I shouldn't be anyone's emergency contact.
But yet I'm raising children.
So funny. Well, I do think that we've been set up by society and like view of a mother, right? What is that? Like, and if we don't line up with this like vision of what a mother should quote unquote be, then our identity is wrong.
Yeah.
Because you just think that like, all right, before you had kids, your life was this, and then you have kids and you just turn into fucking Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Like, no. And I wouldn't want to do that because then you just leave who you are behind and, like, you have a history and you've got things that make you fun and funny. And, like, even if you can't feel that fun anymore, other people can feel that fun.
I always see these moms who are like Mary Poppins and I'm always like, I'm a little bit of a hater because I'm jealous. I'm like, they're all their shit together. Their kids are all clean.
I judge the clean moms. You could have read your kid a book.
Yeah. I would rather read my kid a book than shower.
Maybe
I'm a good mom.
It's tough. Right. Yeah, you are a good mom. Yeah. I think the reality is everyone is a good mom, but it's just like, I guess some people are bad. Are you allowed to say that someone's a bad mom?
I feel like, you know, if you watch the news, yes, there are bad moms.
Right. Like if you're like drowning your kids or whatever.
Yeah, those are not good.
Those are bad. Then you're a bad mom. But other than that, I feel like you're pretty good. This is a big thing for me. Saying to myself, I'm a mom. It took me a long time to be able to say that because mom to me was a dirty word. I didn't want to be that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I have a kid, but I didn't want to be a mom.
So you weren't walking around with a mommy necklace?
No. I was just like, oh God, the word just makes me ugh. Like,
yeah.
Mom, when I think of mom, I think of my mom. And I love my mom, but I didn't want to be my mom.
No.
Like, because my mom, you know, there were three kids. She stayed at home. Like, she felt like she was never putting herself first. And, would, like, I felt, like, a palpable sadness in her.
Yeah.
That, like, I never wanted to be and I never wanted to have for my daughter. That's the thing is, my mom is a great mom. But I questioned whether or not she was able to, like, be herself at all.
And was she, like, fully happy?
Was she happy? And then I'm sitting here being like, I'll never be happy again. Yeah. No, I'm super happy. I'm just happy. Like,
it's just a different kind of happy.
But, yeah. I feel bad even saying that about my mom, but I just had this vision of a mom, which meant like 100% total self-sacrifice.
Yes. Devoted to your children.
Devoted to your children at all costs. Yeah. And I wasn't ready for that. And I didn't want to do that. And I thought that would be at the expense of my child. And the more I'm learning, I'm like, oh yeah, there are so many ways to be a mom and have that identity. And like, it doesn't have to be like the 1950s version.
Yes. You can make your own version.
But okay. So there's all these things that people are saying they miss, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of great things about the new identity that people are saying. Like, I can do anything. I'm feeling like the strongest I've ever felt. Super mom.
I mean, that's true because, again, like, you're responsible for a human being. Right. Before, you're only responsible for yourself, but you kind of do feel like you have superpowers when you're like, hey, my kids survived the day, I survived the day. And that's an accomplishment.
I know. And I think that's why I feel better about who I am now versus before. Because before, I was just living sort of aimlessly.
Yeah.
I had a career, and that was fine, but it just didn't feel, like, rooted to anything.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? And, like, there's something about being a mom and really, like, owning that. And, like, I'm just, like, I am responsible for being that person that, like, lights up for them.
Yeah.
And, like, that's so important. Like, the love you give your children is so important. And, like, just watching them sort of explore the world and be good people.
Yeah.
That, to me, is, like, incredible.
There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
It's like, and you kind of get to, like, start your life over, in a sense, and see things through their eyes. And watch them, like, experience new things. And things that you kind of before, like, took for granted. Like, hey, look at that leaf. I never stopped and looked at flowers. But right. Now I do.
Now we're stopping smelling all the flowers. It's great. I mean, that's my favorite thing to do with Cleo. It's just like, okay, we can take as long as you want to walk home. I mean, it'll take us 4 hours and eventually have to carry her because it's going too long. But it's so lovely. And then I think that's become now part of my identity, is just like being more present and grounded.
Yeah.
And that's so nice. You're having a nice time.
That's a nice time.
Lovely time.
Yeah.
Sunshine on your face, you're breathing in, you're laughing together. It's like, it's a process, it's an evolution. Like, and I think that you're not necessarily prepared for it. Like, just having a kid doesn't mean that you're ready to accept your role as mom and what
process.
That role is. Like, you have to define it for yourself.
You have to learn as you go. Not everything was programmed as you're giving birth.
But I think that's where, like, I mean, hormones aside, which are also going crazy, but like I think that is part of the baby blues and postpartum depression, especially with 100%. The first kid.
100%.
Because you're like, what? Like,
life just changed.
Big time.
The most it could possibly change.
Yeah. So scary. I had moments where I just needed to feel my old self again, whatever my old self was. Like, Cleo was like having that crazy tantrum, and I like went and like bought a pack of cigarettes and I smoked a cigarette. Like, that to me was just this moment where I was just losing my mind, doing a bad job as in my new role as mom, and I needed to just, like, take a time out and pretend like I was someone from before. And I think that those moments have come and gone, and, like, they're getting fewer and fewer and fewer because now I'm feeling more and more comfortable.
Yeah.
But you have to not beat yourself up if you're not, like, perfect. Because sometimes you just have to, like, do that to get to your new identity.
Especially in the beginning, it's really hard. Like, you're learning everything. Everything is new. And you're kind of, like, in this transitional phase where, you know, you still have, you know, the girl you were the day before you gave birth. And now you also have this baby who you're taking care of.
It's hard. Said something that was very, like, interesting to me, in that you said you were the girl you were like the day before you had the baby, the girl you were before. That is interesting too, because the girl you were before after having a baby, I don't think I felt like a girl again.
No,
there's like this youthfulness that, like,
it's gone.
Just, I don't know, before I was a girl, now I'm like a woman, and like I wasn't comfortable with that for a while.
Yeah.
And now I think I am. I'm like, I'm a fucking woman.
Yeah.
I'm a boss.
Yeah.
I like hustle every morning. I've got the kids, their breakfast, their like, I'm just like, I mean, sometimes people are like, how do you do it? And I'm like, I'm a very high functioning individual now.
Moms are superheroes.
Moms are superheroes.
They really are.
Because you do so much.
And not they for
feel,
yourself.
And we also feel so many emotions.
Yeah, for sure.
That like, are scary, because like you do so much and then you're like, but who am I? And you're like, no, you're this like boss bitch doing all this stuff.
But do you ever feel like at the end of the day when your kids are asleep, you're like, oh fuck, now what? When you're not living for your kids all day, then who the fuck are you?
It's scary.
Yeah,
that's when you just realize, like, whoa, who am I?
Yeah, like you're in a little ball in a fetal position, like in the corner, like, what do I do now? What do I do
right
now?
I was just talking to a mom about this. She has three kids. She's a stay-at-home mom, and we were talking about identity, and she was just like, I don't know who I am anymore because I don't have anything outside of my kids. And that is the point that I hope I don't get to. And I think that's the point. Like, she's there and she's like, I don't want this anymore. Like, I need to find who I am. And I think that's what happens with a lot of moms then when their kids start going into like elementary school, middle school, and then they sort of get back into a hobby or the workforce or something. I give so much credit to moms who are like also going to school.
Single moms who are going to school.
That's, I don't know how they do it.
They do it and they don't really complain.
Well, those people don't have identity issues. Because they're doing, like, I just feel like the busier your day is, the less identity issues you have. Because you're filling your day with things that are giving you drive and purpose. So,
like. And that's still your identity. Like, maybe it's not your old identity, but it's your new identity, being a boss bitch, getting shit done.
Yeah, right. So, there's this whole thing with identity when it comes to moms, which is, like, the stay-at-home mom versus the working mom. And, the like, I mean, students, a student mom fits somewhere in there. I don't know. But, like, the stay-at-home versus working is this classic, like, thing. So, where are you on the spectrum?
I'm in the middle. Because sometimes I work outside the house and sometimes I work in the house.
Right. Same.
Yeah.
Same. So, we're refusing to. But I think that's becoming more and more common.
I'm not conforming.
I won't conform. I won't be the mom that everyone thinks I should be.
I'm going to be my own mom.
I'm going to be my own mom.
The thing is, I think that on both sides of the coin, there's pros and there's cons. If you're staying at home, a lot of the moms said that, you know, they really feel like they are losing a piece of themselves. They're bored. They're lonely. Especially with a baby all day. Who are you going to talk to?
Yeah. It's, you know? It's very isolating.
It can get very isolating. But then if you have to leave your kid, you feel the guilt. Mm-hmm. And then you probably still feel the guilt when you stay at home because you're like, shit, I feel guilty for feeling like I don't want to be here every day.
Right.
You know?
I know. There's so much guilt. I mean, one mom said that she feels guilty because she's a stay-at-home mom and drops her kid off at daycare.
Yeah.
But, and I was just talking to my neighbor about this also, is this, like, idea that if you're a stay-at-home mom that you don't need help. Like, no one's job is 24/7. It's a lot of work. Like, you need a break. Otherwise, you'll break.
The thing is, I see these moms on Instagram. They stay at home. They do all these adventures with their kids. And then they homeschool their kids. And God bless them, because I could never do that. I wish I was that mom. But when do they ever have a moment to themselves? And when a lot of times when a husband comes home from his, like, 9-to-5 job, he's tired too. He needs to decompress. He needs to wind down.
You know? I know. Well, and the same goes, like, I know a stay-at-home dad and the same, like, the mom, she comes home and, like, she doesn't get any decompression time because she's, like, the mom. And she's like, I want to, like, be with my kids. So she's, like, getting even less, like, time for herself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's losing out on me time, quote unquote. Like, our society is not set up to, like, help moms have a healthy balance of identity.
You know, it would be also great if all businesses had, like, a daycare in the building.
Right.
For the moms.
Right.
Or the dads.
Like, then the you can kids visit your club. Kid like, all the day. Equinox Kids mm-hmm. Club. It's so nice because you can work out and you, like, drop your kid off there, but they're still with you. Like, you still had the adventure of going there together.
Exactly.
And, like, you know they're feet away. And
I think that would be nice.
It would be really nice.
Plus, daycare is expensive.
Right. Well, I know. So, yeah, most people don't end up working because it's doesn't make sense to hire childcare and go to work. Mm-hmm. So, does it affect your identity as a mom when you have other people watching your kids?
I feel like if I have someone watching my kid and they get to see my kid have, like, a milestone... Like, I'm going to have a little bit of an anxiety attack. I'm like, why wasn't I there?
Right.
It's a stupid thing I was doing.
I know. It's, like, about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm like, I have to be there when, like, anything first happens. Like, I thought I missed Beau's first real laugh. Like, belly laugh.
I miss Sebby's.
Ugh. And then Neve was like, no, it'll be the first time when you see it. Like, when you see it. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I was like, that's what they tell working moms to make them feel better. Ugh. It's tough, but I don't know. I do feel like I have to say, I think we are moving a little bit away from the working moms versus the stay-at-home moms, like, in terms of schools and pickups and stuff. Like, I don't feel any, like, weird vibe about being half employed, half a stay-at-home.
Not at all. I think it's become more, like, normal. Right.
But I actually think that working moms judge stay-at-home moms more.
Because they're a little jealous.
It's interesting, I think, when you talk to different moms in different stages of parenting, because, like, you start to just really, like, zone in on who you could become. But then empty nesters, God, talking about identity. What are you going to do then?
That gives me anxiety beyond belief to think about. Because these are the things. If you're a stay-at-home mom, okay, even when your kids are in school, what happens when they turn 18? They're like, peace, going to college.
I know.
BRB.
I know.
Then what? Then you're like 50 years old.
Well, my mom became a flight attendant. So the world is your oyster.
But I think that, you know, that just shows, like, the kind of person she was. Like, she, maybe you thought she was, you know, not feeling like she
fulfilled.
Was fulfilled.
Right.
But maybe in her head she was planning, you know what, when they grow up, I'm going to go do me.
Right. I think that's the thing. And you're right. I'm stupid. Because my mom was doing exactly what she wanted and needed to be doing.
Yeah.
To be herself. And then, like, and I was the one putting it on her, like, oh, she's not fulfilled because she's not getting enough me
but
time.
She was.
Not, and but maybe she was.
And then she went and you went to go live her life after.
That's the thing. We put our own expectations on what a mom should look like or shouldn't look like. In my mind then, I was like, oh, a mom should be a mom, but also have things that she does.
Yeah.
But even that is just like, why am I putting my expectations on what someone should do or want to do? That's the biggest thing. The second you become a mom, people start, like, judging and looking and, like, what, you know, who is she?
And
oh, a mom shouldn't be out, like, till 2 a.m. drinking. No, a mom should.
A mom should do whatever she wants. And I think the reason a lot of times we judge ourselves is because we don't feel like we are, you know, holding ourselves to the best we could possibly be due to society. Like, they're, like, judging us. And because we feel like we're being judged, we start to, like, question everything that we do.
Right.
Like, if when I'm in public, if I feel like everyone is... I'm under a microscope for every move that I make.
Right.
If it comes to, like, bottle feeding or, like, my kid has a passy, if he eats something off the sidewalk, you know? I feel like there's always somebody who's going to judge.
Who's going to judge, right. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's the thing is, like, that just comes with the territory, too. And you're just like, no, I'm a mom that's, like, that's part of my identity.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I'm going to be like, you know what? Judge away.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, Bo is eating that watermelon off the floor. It's, I don't care. He's enjoying it.
He's happy in this moment.
He's not going to get sick.
He's not crying.
He's not going to get sick. Hand sanny moms.
Yeah.
All the hands.
I was that hand.
Running around with their hands, like, trying to spray everything.
Yeah, I know. It's like staging. That was me my first time around. This time, he can eat chalk. He eats, God only knows how long that chicken had been on the floor that he ate yesterday. I mean, salmonella. But you know what? Like, okay.
I know, the seasoned mom versus the new mom is such a thing.
It's
so real.
It's such a thing. This time, I just don't care.
It's so real.
Because I think the best advice you can give someone who is a first-time mom is, like, these little fuckers are resilient.
Yeah,
it takes a lot to knock them out.
But your kids get sick once, and it's your fault, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
If your kid gets salmonella, then that's...
Oh, that's on me.
That's on you, and then you're a bad mom because you killed your kid.
Yeah, like, or you let them pet like a goat at, like, a fair, and then, like, they get salmonella and die.
Wait, they can get salmonella from petting goats?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just did that.
I just took Cleo to pet goats, and Bo was there petting a goat, too. And he probably put his hand in his mouth. I mean, I washed his hands, but, like, did I get to them fast enough? Probably not. How quickly do you know if you have salmonella?
Pretty fast, I think. Okay. I think it's usually, like, the next day.
All right, so we're in the clear. Getting back to identity and away from salmonella. So the people that are staying at home say they feel lonely. They wish they had a job for fun. Like, for fun. Well, that's the thing. You're staying at home. You're just like, I want to, like, that you think a job is fun.
I feel like when you're staying at home, you think going to the grocery store is fun.
Yeah.
Going to the dentist is a good time.
Anywhere where you're seeing other people.
Yeah.
Actually, I am, honestly, I'm mostly a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm working, but I feel like it's very... It's, like, on my computer, like, an hour a day, or, like,
yeah.
I just try to squeeze, like, little work in, but, like, I'm overwhelmingly a stay-at-home mom, because Neve's traveling for work, so, like, I'm the primary caregiver, and I don't feel comfortable, like, I like to be the mom. Like, I don't like having a lot of, like, nannies and babysitters and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I do, because, like, even to record this, like, I obviously have to have some help.
Yeah.
But I'm not someone that has, like, a help schedule.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I need to be working these 3 days. Like,
I need someone to come and help me.
And I have, like, people that are available.
And that's okay. I think it's important to say it's okay to ask for help. If you're feeling like you do need one day to yourself, have someone come. Have a friend even come over and watch your kid.
Right.
For 2 hours. So you can do something that fulfills you in some sense. Even if it's just going to go to a gynecologist.
And then even, and feel those emotions.
Because,
like, I think that's the thing is, like, and then you'll do it, right? You're like, I need to go get my nails done. And then you leave and you're like, man, I wish I wasn't someone that needed to get my nails done right now. Like, I wish I were with my kid and I could be happy. Why can't I just be happy always being with my kid and stuff like that? Like, I think it's okay to feel those emotions and not push them down.
Yeah.
Just, like, mourn who you were and, like, slowly you'll start to realize, like, you're a new person. But mourning is okay.
It is okay. You're kind of losing a piece of yourself in a sense, regardless of how hard you try to hold on to it. It's still...
Or just evolve. You're evolving. Evolving.
Like, the other night, I went to your show. Okay, I went out by myself. It felt amazing. But I feel like, in a sense, like, I was cool not going out all the time.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I kind of, like, opened a seal. So, like, last night, I had some girlfriends come over, and they're like, yeah, after this, we're going to go maybe downtown, or we're going to go, like, have some ice cream and go to the beach. And I was like, fuck me. Like, I'm a little jealous. Like, they can just do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, holding a baby who's, like, hitting me in the boob. But, like...
I know.
And so, yeah, like, I had so much fun the other night, and now I feel like, okay, what's next? Now
more fun. That's good. That's good. I think people should be going out.
Let's go make some bad choices.
I think people should be going out more. I think it's worth being tired to be...
Oh, yeah.
To, like, feel alive.
Yeah.
Like, I feel alive when I go out and do things and see things without my kids.
And you kind of, no matter, like, yes, you're thinking of your kid, but in a few fleeting moments of those, of that time, you do kind of feel like your old self.
Right.
Even if it's for, like, 2 seconds, it's still like, oh, hey, there you are, you crazy hot bitch.
Yeah.
Doing stuff for yourself.
For me, like, I need these moments of, like, the you're still cool moments. Like, I still need those. Like, I still need to, like, go shopping once in a while and, like, buy a new pair of pants or something. Like, it's important. I need to refresh my wardrobe with one new item once every, like, 3 weeks.
For sure.
Even if it's, like, a $2 shirt. I'll wear that, like, for, like, the next 2 weeks. It's just, like, a nice... I hate that it's, like, such a consumerist thing to do. Like, oh, I just need something to, like, make me feel better.
But that's,
like,
okay, because that's where we live. That's our life.
But it could also just be rearranging the living room or, like, just doing, like, or, like, cleaning out, like, a closet.
Yeah, something, like, that feels like you've accomplished something. Because if you're a stay-at-home mom, I feel like there can be a time when you don't feel like necessarily, like, every day kind of, like, kind of blends into the next.
You're not getting gold stars.
Exactly.
Work,
and I want a gold star. I cleaned the kids' playroom because I wanted my husband to be like, good job.
Right.
You know?
He probably didn't notice.
He didn't. I mean, it wasn't that. I mean, I didn't get what I wanted. Right. You know?
I also do things for the external reward.
Yeah.
It, so.
You know what? I'm totally like, still a child. Like, I was like, what can I do next to make him? Like, I rearranged our bedroom.
It's an interesting thing that you do it for him.
Well, I do it just because, like, who the fuck else is going to, like, praise me?
Right.
He's the only person I really see. What, my kid's going to come, like,
you could take a photo and, like, be like, look at mom.
Well, I take a picture of the playroom, like, look what I did. Or I buy us new sheets. I'm like, hey, look what I did.
Right.
Because I feel like sometimes, and this is going to sound shitty, but, like, he goes to work, you know? Like, he has a job, or sometimes he works from home, but, like, he's usually in one of his offices. And so, like, he's gone. And I feel like he's doing so much. And this is probably in my head, but I feel like he probably thinks I'm just fucking sitting on my ass.
Right. But I think a lot of people, like, a lot of people's fear, like moms especially, fear that their partners think that they're lazy.
Yeah.
Or their partners, like, say things like, oh, why don't you do, like, and that to me is so annoying. Because you're a stay-at-home mom, like, you're doing so much more than they ever do. Like, I mean, I've been on Catfish. Like, I know how it works. I know how much Neve gets to sleep in the van. He acts like he's, like, Mother Teresa. I'm like, no way, dude. I work way, way, way harder than you. But it's not a competition. You know what I mean? He's making the money there right now. And, like, I'm nickels and diming over here with my small business. And I'm like, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. But, like, whoever's making more money does not mean they're working harder. And
that's,
I think,
true.
That is,
I mean,
something you have to always remind your partner or always, like, make sure you both know.
I don't think
money does not equate hard work.
No one works as hard as whoever's staying at home with the kids.
Right.
And the thing that pisses me off, too, is, like, not my husband, but a lot of people, husbands come home and they're like, why is the house so messy? Okay, well, there's a fucking tornado 24/7 called your child.
I would die if someone said that to me.
Or, like, why are the dishes not done? Why didn't you put this away? Why is the laundry in the basket?
Does this happen to you?
No, but I'm saying, like, I know that happens. I've seen people bitch about it on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, whoa. If someone said that to me, my head would start spinning. And
I would see a bee.
My head would start spinning so fast that it would create more of a tornado. Yeah. This is interesting. Someone said, working is important to me because I want to show my kids that women can do it all.
To have your kids see you going out, living your life, fulfilling your
right. is healthy.
Dream is healthy. And I think it's nice to see, to our little girl, to see, hey, moms can go to work too.
Yeah, but on the flip side, so I don't like this sentiment.
Oh.
Because I'm, hot take.
Hot take.
Because show my kids that women can do it all. Like, women can do everything, but like all at once, no one can or should.
That's true.
Have to do it all. And I think that is what like makes me upset about, or difficult with that, my identity, is that like I feel like I am expected to do it all, and this guilt for not being able to do it all or do it all well is so real. And like I don't, so it's like, yes, I want to stay at home, but I know I feel like I should work because my self-esteem will be low or my partner will judge me. I want to make sure I'm a good friend. I want to make sure, like, there's all these, like, roles that you're supposed to still have. And it's just, like, a lot of pressure. And so, like, I don't know. On one hand, I was, like, saying, watching my mom, you know, quote, unquote, just be a mom for us when we were kids. Like, and I judged her for that. And, like, now I'm just like, wow, maybe my mom is actually, like, evolved.
Yeah.
Because she's not trying to be everything.
She's probably happier than people trying to do it all. And if you're trying to do it all, how good are you doing everything?
Right. How good can you be?
Really commit. I mean, I don't know how anyone can do everything 100.
So you either dedicate to a couple.
Yeah, I'd rather pick and choose a few things, yeah. Do it really well.
Or not. I mean, again, different people are different people. Like, I am someone that feels like I can do a pretty good job dabbling in multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, there's not one way to be a mom. I guess that's what we're landing on here. Because, like, I think I've made, like, a huge transformation in just the last hour of recording this. Because, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, my identity, I'm doing a pretty good job. Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm just like, wait, am I? And, like, why do I feel like I need to be doing a good job? Like, All these things, like, even when I'm talking about it, it's just, like, identity is crazy. Outside pressure and inside pressure.
But when you were 15, did you really know yourself either?
Oh.
In your whole life, have you ever really had an identity that, like, was going to stick forever? No.
Right. I mean, yeah, who are any of us?
Exactly. I changed my names, like, 10 times. Like my son. Like, I was like, oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm going to be the person who wears blue lipstick. I'm going to have blonde hair.
Right. We're all just role-playing.
Exactly. I've never had a real identity.
Right. Well, real is just... Real, quote unquote, what does that even mean? Something that you do for a long period, longer than the other period of time. But, like, nobody just has, like, one identity.
No, and if you do, God bless you, but...
It's chapters.
Yeah, it's all chapters. I've had probably about, like, 80,000 chapters because I've never really stayed consistent.
Right. Well, some people have novels and mm-hmm. some people have a collection of short stories.
Yeah.
And that's great. All right, so let's play the game.
Yeah.
This game is called Letting It Go... Or I'm going to hold on to it pretty tight for now. All right. And this is, I mean, I think this is a game that we should play with ourselves as often as we can. Like maybe once a year you check back in and see how you're evolving. Because some of these things you might say, I'm ready to let it go. And other things you say, no, I'm holding on tight to that.
I'm probably going to hold on to everything.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Because you're a mom and you can be any version of mom you want to be. But let's talk about it. All right. Naps. Letting it go or holding on?
I'm holding on to dear life. Sometimes I'll put Lennox in front of the TV and take a nap.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mom share.
Yeah.
I've been starting to nap with Cleo. Yeah. I just get in bed with her and I'm like, good night.
Like, if the baby's sleeping and Lennox is like, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Holding on tight to naps. Staying out all night. Letting it go or holding on tight?
I'm holding on tight.
I'm letting it go.
All night? Like, what do you mean all night?
All night to like 5 a.m.
Oh, no. Hell no. Letting that go.
I'm letting it go. I don't care.
It's not worth it.
I'm happy to be home at like 12:30.
Yeah, I'll even stay out on a like randomly till 2.
Right.
But 5, that means I have to be up in an hour. No.
Yeah, letting it go. All right. Having a shopping day.
Holding on.
Holding on to a shopping day.
I'm never going to let that go. Are you letting it go?
I think I can let a whole day of shopping go.
Oh, a whole day?
Yeah.
I don't even want to go shopping for a whole day.
Like, I can get what I needed with my kids. Like, it's fine.
Or, like, give me an hour, I'll be fine.
Yeah. But, all right, lunch with my girls. Letting it go or holding on tight? With no kids.
Letting it go.
Wow.
I mean, like, letting it go, I've done it. I do it, but not as frequently as I used to.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm letting it go, too. Because I don't need lunch with my friends. I can get dinner with my friends.
I'd rather do dinner.
Yeah.
Lunch is in the middle of the day.
Yeah, letting lunch go.
Yeah.
Lunch, brunch.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't have time for that.
All right. My old body.
I'm holding on for dear life.
Please, my old body, please come back.
I'm not ready to let that go.
I'm letting it go. I think my body's probably better now.
Yeah.
I used to be like too skinny. Now I'm still probably too skinny, but.
I don't know. Like there's, I don't want to like stop trying.
Okay. I've got to let it go at some point.
For sure. But I'm also not going to like sit there and not move and.
Well, no, but I mean, that's your old, you have a new body.
My body now, honestly, the best body I ever had was after Lennox. And then Sevi kind of put it.
But like,
it's old, different. I'm not mad.
Yeah. No, it's just different. But you can't hold on tight to your old body forever. You got to let it go.
Okay.
You're like, no.
No.
No!
I'll say yes, but.
All right. What about this?
Totally letting it go.
Traveling spontaneously. Are you letting it go or holding on tight?
I have to let it go. How am I going to travel spontaneously?
I know. We have to let it go. That's the one that's like, it's you've got to let it. Yeah. You can't. That's the one that's just like, impossible. You can be, I'm like, you can be anything you want as a mom, except for if you want to travel spontaneously, in which case you cannot.
Unless you have like unlimited funds and a private plane, you could be like, you know what, leave it with like one of your six nannies. Be like, hey, going for 2 days.
Yeah, or you can just bring your kid on your spontaneous trip and always get your nanny, like, mm-hmm. a hotel room. But that's not spontaneous. It's, like, already
expensive,
stressful.
Yeah.
It's, like, already stressful.
I'm already tired. I already need another vacation just thinking about that.
Seeing a non-kid movie. Letting it go or holding on to it.
I remember the last time I saw 50 Shades Freed.
I love that that's what you chose to see.
Oh, I read all the books.
I love it. Wait, so are you going to let it go
or hold on to it? I'm letting it go. I'm cool. I can watch on Netflix.
I'm not letting it go. I don't care. Going to the gym and working out.
I have to let it go. I haven't gone. I don't. Honestly, I don't remember the last
really?
Time I went
You're
to the gym.
Really? You're going
to
let it go.
I am
holding on tight.
I don't have a gym. I have a treadmill upstairs. I'll use it maybe once a month.
I need to go. I need it.
Yeah.
It keeps me
you
sane.
You can tell with your muscle tone versus mine.
I love it. Well, I like it, but my gym has a kids club.
Yeah.
Which makes it easy to do.
Yeah.
Because you just go, they go with you. It's
Here,
so fun.
Plop them down.
Yeah, and then they have fun. They literally, every time I go, like, Cleo will chant, kids club, like, she loves it, because she goes in there, and it's a bunch of kids, a bunch of new toys, it's only, like, 45 minutes or an hour, so it's not even, like, it's great.
I love it.
Getting a facial.
I hate facials.
Letting go, all right, you're letting it go. What about a massage for you, then?
I hate massages.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You hate spa services?
I hate spa services. I don't like, my face being touched freaks me out.
Whoa. I want to hold on tight, but I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
Because I like getting facials. It's just, like, the guilt associated with, like, a spa treatment. Like, I just would rather be at home with my kids or working.
Yeah, I don't think I would feel guilty. I just don't like it.
Yeah, okay.
I get my nails done.
Yeah, okay, so getting nails done. That was.
Oh, I'm never letting that go.
You're never letting it go. Yeah. I'm slowly letting it go.
No.
But I'll probably get back to it. It's fun to look down and see, like, a colorful nail.
Yeah, I like having my nails done.
Yeah. But people do it at home themselves, but I'm bad at painting.
I don't have
nails.
Time for that.
You don't have time to do your own nails?
It takes forever to dry. I do gel, so they just, like, dry immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And it lasts longer. I went through a phase. My nails aren't with gel on them, I'm going to bite.
Gel changed the nail game. Like,
yeah.
Before gel, like, it was pointless to get your nails done.
Yeah, I can go, like, 2 weeks without touching them, but without anything on my nails, I bite my cuticles and I look like... Right. Disgusting.
Think about, though, moms in the 80s, like, they couldn't get their nails done because they would
That's
be ruined.
True.
Wow. We are lucky.
We are living.
We are living.
This is the time. What a time to be alive.
All right. So, identity.
What really is our identity? I after all of this, I really am not sure we even know that. But the point is that it's forever evolving and you kind of just got to go with the flow.
Yeah. We're going to get there together.
Yeah. Right.
We're becoming who we should become.
Yes.
Every day of our lives.
Without any preconceived notions.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A mom can be anyone she wants to
be.
And she's getting there every day.
Absolutely.
She's becoming, getting better and better, stronger and stronger, like a superhero.
So that is it for this episode of Mom Best Friend. Don't forget to keep the conversation going on our Instagram at mombestfriend.pod. This is Emma.
And this is Laura signing off.
Bye.